Easter, traditionally, is Christianity's most important celebration. It's a day rich in tradition and custom. Easter is the foremost religious celebration of the year, and it is gaining in popularity. Most professing Christians today have been taught that Jesus Christ rose from the grave at sunrise on Easter Sunday morning. Most, however, have not been taught that the Bible teaches something entirely different. Easter customs are so deeply rooted that most people haven't given much thought to their origins. Christians are taught that Easter is one of the most thrilling and exciting holidays of the entire year. The clear biblical and historical truth, however, is that the celebration of Easter is called an abomination by God. Abomination is a word used by God for truly horrible practices, such as Easter, the abortion of unborn babies, homosexuality, and lesbianism. The God of the Bible says that these things should not be done, that they are abominations in His sight, in God's sight. Jesus Christ never celebrated Easter, and as soon as He returns to this earth in great power, the celebration of Easter will be abolished forever. Why? What does God say is so evil about Easter? Do we think we can believe anything that we want to believe and still remain as Christians? A true Christian, by the very definition, is one who believes what Jesus believed. A true Christian is one who does what Christ tells us to do. Jesus said for us to remember Him in a special way. It's a salvational issue to do what Jesus Christ says we must do. How and when are we to remember Jesus? Jesus gave us a very specific thing to do. Do you remember that Jesus gave us the direction, "Do this in remembrance of me"? What was Jesus speaking about? Our eternal life depends on knowing the correct answer to this question. When Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me," He was not speaking about Easter or Easter duties. The church established and built by Jesus Christ never celebrated Easter. The apostles never celebrated Easter. The New Testament church never celebrated Easter. Jesus never celebrated Easter, not even once. And as soon as He returns, and He is going to return, He is going to abolish the celebration of Easter forever. My friends, you might still be saying, "Aren't we supposed to celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Savior? We know that Jesus died for our sins." Well, let me ask you this. Does Jesus tell us to remember His death? Or does He ask us to remember His resurrection? You need to know the answer. And the answer is, Jesus said, "Remember my death." He did not say, "Remember or celebrate my resurrection." It is important. Some people think that it's not important. But it is important for us to do the wishes, the will of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us to clearly show the Lord's death until He comes. Nowhere does Jesus ask us to celebrate His resurrection. So where did the idea of a Sunday morning Easter sunrise service come from? The answer is going to surprise you. This ancient Easter sunrise ritual predates Christianity by more than 2,000 years. You will find this fact openly admitted in encyclopedias, dictionaries, and Bible reference works. All authorities recognize that these Easter traditions and customs do not come from the teachings of Jesus Christ. The Encyclopedia Britannica says, "There is no indication of the observance of the Easter festival in the New Testament or in the writings of the Apostolic Fathers." Easter is not about the resurrection of Jesus. In fact, Easter goes almost all the way back to the time of Noah's flood, when everybody on earth was of one language and one speech. Even the great wise King Solomon foolishly turned from the true God and went after the goddess Ashtoreth, named for Easter, as we'll see. Please read this in your own Bible. If you're serious about your faith, you need to heed this warning. Come out of idolatry. Come out of paganism. The great majority of people just don't care that Easter has pagan origins. Jesus warned of false teachers. Do we think that it cannot happen today? Think again. Jesus said, most men would indeed give heed to false teachers. Back to King Solomon, he set a precedent of false Easter worship, a practice that continues in tradition down through time until this day. God condemned Easter worship in Solomon's day, and God condemns Easter worship today. Does your pastor teach from the Word of God, the Bible, or does he teach from tradition? Tradition is false. Just who is this goddess, Ashtoreth, that Solomon succumbed to? Ashtoreth is none less than the Semitic fertility goddess, with her many symbols of fertility like eggs and rabbits and so forth. Ashtoreth, who Solomon worshipped, is none less than the principal female divinity Astarte, or Babylonians Ishtar, pronounced Ishtar. She gives her name to this festival, my friends. Do yourself a favor and look up Easter in any encyclopedia, and you will find the truth. What is this Easter, and why is its worship at sunrise on Sunday, Easter Sunday, of which the Bible commands no such thing? You will find that Astarte, or Easter, is nonetheless than the Queen of Heaven. My friends, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free, that is, to worship the true God in the true way God designed for us to worship. Read Ezekiel 8, and you will see that God says Easter provokes him to jealousy. God is provoked to jealousy. In Ezekiel 8, God is speaking expressly of a Sunday morning Easter worship ceremony in which God calls Easter worship a great abomination. God says that men have turned their backs towards the temple of God and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun towards the east. God says that's an abomination. My friends, when you hear the word Easter, don't think of the day of celebration. That's what it means to most people today. But it is first and foremost, from God's point of view, false worship and a great abomination. God asks us not to accept substitutes when it comes to the way that we worship Him. Have the true worship, the real thing. And you know what? It's going to happen again. It's going to get worse. Jesus said in Mark 13:22, for false Christs and false prophets shall, future tense, arise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Now, I know everybody says it's not going to happen to me, but Jesus Christ warns us. What does Easter have to do with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? The answer is, astonishingly, absolutely nothing. I'm not going to speak today on that silly nonsense about chocolate Easter bunnies or colored Easter eggs. Suffice it to say that rabbits and eggs have to do with ancient spring fertility rites of Egypt and Babylon, and they have nothing to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But you know what? Most people know that. Most people have heard that Easter is pagan, and they don't care. This program, the proclamation of Jesus Christ, this is the word of Jesus Christ. It is only for the serious students of the Word of God. Those who care, those who want to worship God in spirit and in truth. Jesus came and declared the truth. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. There's a great church today that teaches Easter worship. They teach that it's obligatory. You must make your Easter duties. And that church has her daughter churches, which also obey her. Easter is becoming ever more popular around the world, even in non-Christian nations. It has nothing to do with Christianity. What's the impetus behind Easter? What's pushing people to celebrate it? What's the spirit driving the popularity of Easter? My friends, let's be alerted to a momentous trend that's going to grow and grow and continue to grow until it encompasses the entire world just before the return of Jesus Christ at the time of the tribulation. Easter has an impressive end-time proponent who will demand that all men celebrate Easter contrary to God's true instructions. Remember that God says that those who celebrate Easter are committing a great abomination in God's sight. God has never sanctioned Easter. We read, beginning in Revelation 13:8, "And all who dwell on the earth shall worship him," that's the advocate of Easter, "whose names are not written in the book of life." They're not going to be in the kingdom of God. "Of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Jesus has nothing to do with those people who celebrate Easter. If a man has an ear, let him hear. That's God's way of saying, pay attention. Pay attention out there. Easter is a major point of deception for the Christians that are in this world caught up in its false beliefs. At the Easter season, hundreds of millions of Christians around the world focus on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and what is regarded by them as one of the most important of all Christian festivals. However, it's not important to God. It's an abomination to God. Are they correct to do so? No! Easter is an ancient festival. What we need to be assured of is this. Easter has nothing to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that he would be in the grave for 3 days and three nights. You've heard it before. You've heard it many times. But there are obviously not 3 days and three nights between Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning. Well, those who are flippant about their faith, they might say, "Oh, I've heard that argument before. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's close enough for me." Well, it's not close enough for Jesus Christ. There is absolutely no way that we can get 3 days and three nights between the traditional Friday afternoon crucifixion and an Easter Sunday morning resurrection. When asked for a sign, for proof that he was truly the prophesied Messiah to come, you know what Jesus answered? "My friends, you must prove this for yourself. Study this in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's in all the Gospels." When asked for a sign that he was truly the Messiah, Jesus said that he would be exactly 3 days and three nights, not more, not less, in the grave. Everyone knows that Jesus Christ died in the afternoon. 3 days and three nights do not equate to sunrise on any day. We see, therefore, that the common tradition of Jesus being crucified on Friday, buried just before sunset on Friday, and then rising from the grave on Sunday morning at sunrise cannot in any way be 3 days and three nights. It can't be true. Jesus died on Wednesday in the midst of the week, the Bible says. The Apostle John, when he wrote his gospel account, was aware that Easter sunrise services were a threat to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. He added a few words to his gospel account, and know this, John wrote later than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He added a few words to his account to prove for all time that Jesus' resurrection did not occur at the time of the dawning of the sun. The myth of Christ's resurrection taking place on Easter Sunday morning at sunrise is a lie. It is a false teaching. Let's see what the Bible says was going on that very Sunday morning. John chapter 20 and verse 1. It's in your Bible. "The first day of the week," that is Sunday morning, "comes Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark under the sepulcher. And she saw the stone taken away from the sepulcher." Notice, my friends, it was dark. It was still dark. And the tomb was already empty. There was no sunrise service. And what did the women find? This is very important. Did they see a sunrise resurrection? No, absolutely not. They found an empty tomb in the early morning dark. Jesus had already been resurrected. Jesus had risen as he said he would, hours before. Way before sunrise on Sunday morning, the resurrection had already taken place. The Bible is so specific and precise for those who have the eyes to see. This world, this deceived world, believes a lie. Relatively few have understood this truth about the time of Christ's resurrection. Easter sunrise is a false doctrine taught by false teachers. All Bible believers must read John chapter 20 for themselves Easter is a tradition accepted by millions without asking for any proof from the Word of God, the Bible. Don't be fooled. Don't believe me. Believe the Word of God. Believe your Bible. And here's another important fact. When the Easter custom began to take hold in Rome and elsewhere, true Christians always strongly objected to Easter, just as they objected to Christmas and Easter when this nation was founded. Good Friday and Easter Sunday have become major festivals for nearly all who call themselves Christians today. Can they all be wrong? Where can we find the answer? Where can we find the truth? As amazing as it may sound to you at first, the crucifixion and resurrection didn't happen on the days that we now call Good Friday and Easter Sunday. How can we worship God in spirit and in truth as God desires? The answer is, believe the sign and believe the proof that Jesus gave to us. Jesus gave us the proof. He said, in the same way as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ himself, be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. If Jesus wasn't in the grave for 3 days and three nights, he was a false Messiah. But Jesus is a true Messiah. Believe it, for he is risen as he said, the scriptures tell us. Tune in again to the proclamation of Jesus Christ.